ST Santa Rosa.
It's late. I know you had a long day today. And if you're up this late, that means there's something on your mind. Well, I am here to ease your troubled mind, to help you breathe deep, relax, and enjoy. Thanks for joining me on this Monday night.
Once or twice was enough, and it was all in vain. Time starts to pass before you know it, you're frozen. But something happened for the very first time with you. My heart melted to the ground, found something true. And everyone's looking round, thinking I'm going crazy.
What can I do for you, Jane?
I'm on my way home. My husband's in a nursing facility. He's got a terminal illness. And my dad's in another nursing home with a stroke. So every night, you really keep me going, driving home and just listening to you and other people and stuff. It just makes my ride home a little bit easier because I got quite a ride every day I do. And I just enjoy your program, basically.
So you got a lot on your plate and a lot of heartache, and the songs help you to calm down.
Yes, I do. But I have my grandbabies, and I have another grandbaby due. So I am blessed from the Lord that way. So I thank God every day for the rest of my family. But it's still hard when you have two people you love so much that you can't be with at nighttime, you know, and it hurts.
Yes, it does. But it sounds like you're the kind of person that takes the lemons life gives you and you try to make lemonade.
Well, that's what my dad always told me, actually, when we were growing up, so did my mom. So I think that made a difference now. And like I say, I'm blessed from the Lord with other things. But I just like listening to you because it's such a lonely ride because I live out in the country. And it's a lonely ride, but I'm glad I have your music to keep me company.
Well, I'll find a good song for you tonight. Let's pray that the new year brings healing and brings joy and lifts some of the weight off of your shoulder.
Oh, thank you so much, Delilah. I really appreciate it.
Bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see.
Are you filled with joy tonight? Are you filled to overflowing? Do you have so much love and joy in your heart? You gotta share it with someone else. It's just bubbling out of you. This happiness, this joy, this love. I hope so. I hope that you're at a place in your life, no matter what your circumstances or situations, no matter what your physical situation might be, I hope that your heart situation is one of abundance. Simple abundance. A long time ago, I saw a sign that said, "May I learn to live simply that others may simply live." Just a thought as we slip through this Monday night together. You're listening to Delilah.
Thanks for listening. We are KZST.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Because no two people sleep the same. Only the Sleep Number smart bed lets you each choose your individual firmness and comfort, your Sleep Number setting. The Climate 360 smart bed is so smart, it actively cools or warms up to 13 degrees on either side for your ideal sleep temperature. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. The Queen Sleep Number C2 smart bed is now only $990 for a limited time. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows that Pepto-Bismol provides fast, five-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
So you're in the middle of a kitchen update, and you can't tell if that's a faucet stem or a flange. With the Home Depot app, doing doesn't miss a beat. It'll find what you need in a snap, and it'll show you how to find it in store with a tap. Or get it delivered free. For doing that doesn't stop, download the Home Depot app. It's made for doing.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
KZST.
Believe it happened to me.
I'm a lawyer, and I was a victim.
I'm a mom, and I'm still trying to undo the damage.
According to research from the Star Debit and ATM Network, 1 in 6 people are victims of identity theft. And the newest scam is phishing, spelled P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, a deceptive way criminals lure people into giving out personal and financial information.
I'm in construction.
I'm a nurse.
I work with computers every day, and I was a victim.
I clicked on an email link that I thought was from my bank. It took me to a website that looked just like my bank.
The caller said he was from my mortgage company, and I believed him.
Be on guard. Treat unexpected requests for information with suspicion. Contact your trusted financial institution or other business directly if you suspect a request is not legitimate. Secure tools like your PIN number help keep your transactions safe. Don't give out your passwords and other private information to anyone fishing for it. Visit phishinginfo.org to learn more. A message from the National Consumers League.
If you have a friend that's moved out of the country or a loved one in the armed forces who's missing home right now, you can let them know that they can listen to KZST live on the internet right now. It's as easy as clicking on KZST.com. Being away from home just got a little bit easier. Thanks for listening. We are KZST. This letter from a listener who says, my name is Judy, and I just went through an agonizing, painful, and blessed event. I am 58 years old. I was married to the love of my life for 18 years, but after 18 years, we separated. Neither one of us was interested in a divorce. Why? Stubbornness or stupidity. We kept in touch by phone and always ended our conversations with, I love you. Last October, he was diagnosed with cancer. Before we separated, out of anger and hurt, I had said some very nasty, mean, spiteful things to him. But when my daughter called and told me the very sad news and said that the doctors were going to have to place him in a nursing home, I couldn't handle that. I flew to take care of him until God called him home. God gave us the chance to say to each other all the things we needed to say. He thought he needed my forgiveness, and my reply was, I need your forgiveness. We had always, always loved each other, but had fought each other instead of pulling together. He was gone much too young. What I would like everyone to know is that there was 11 years of wasted time, 11 years we could have spent together, but we were too hard-hearted to realize it. Please be very careful what you say to anyone in hurt and anger, especially the ones you love. You never know what tomorrow brings. I do appreciate sharing this with you, and maybe it can help put this tragedy behind me. Thank you so much from Judy.
Distance, miss unafraid.